Chapter 45. Pith of the story. It happened then, so the fates ordered it, that among the naval acquaintances of my betrothed were two gentlemen who had just set foot upon the shores of England, after a year's absence, each, in foreign travel. In company with these gentlemen, my cousin and I preconcertedly paid Uncle Rumgudgeon in a visit on the afternoon of Sunday, October the 10th, just 3 weeks after the memorable decision which had so cruelly defeated our hopes. For about half an hour the conversation ran upon ordinary topics, but at last, we contrived, quite naturally, to give it the following turn. Capt. Pratt. Well, I have been absent just 1 year. Just 1 year today, as I live, let me see. Yes. This is October the 10th. You remember, Mr. Rumgudgeon, I called this day here to bid you goodbye. And by the way, it does seem something like a coincidence, does it not, that our friend, Captain Smitherton, here, has been absent exactly a year, also a year today. Smitherton. Why, yes. Just 1 year to a fraction. You will remember, Mr. Rumgudgeon, that I called with Captain Prattle on this very day, last year, to pay my parting respects. Uncle. Why, yes, 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 I remember it very well, very queer indeed. Both of you gone just 1 year. A very strange coincidence, indeed. Just what Dr. Double 50 D would denominate an extraordinary concurrence of events. Dr. Dub, Kate. Interrupting. Oh, be sure, Papa, it is something strange. But then Captain Pratt and Captain Smitherton didn't go altogether the same route, and that makes a difference, you know. Uncle. I don't know any such thing, you hussy. How should I? I think it only makes the matter more remarkable, Dr. Double 50. D. Kate. Why, Papa, Captain Pratt went round Cape Horn, and Captain Smitherton doubled the Cape of Good Hope. Uncle. P. Precisely. The one went east and the other went west, you jade, and they both have gone quite round the world. By the by, Dr. Double 50. D. Myself. Hurriedly. Captain Pratt, you must come and spend the evening with us tomorrow, you, and Smitherton, you can tell us all about your voyage, and we'll have a game of whist and, Pratt. W. Whist, my dear fellow, you forget. Tomorrow will be Sunday. Some other evening, Kate. Oh, no. Fie. Robert's not quite so bad as that. Today's Sunday. Pratt. I beg both your pardons, but I can't be so much mistaken. I know tomorrow's Sunday, because, Smitherton. Much surprised. Had are you all thinking about? Wasn't yesterday, Sunday, I should like to know? All. Why, yesterday indeed. You are out. Uncle. See, today's Sunday, I say, don't I know? Pratt. Oh, no. Tomorrow's Sunday. Smitherton. Why, you are all mad, every one of you. I am as positive that yesterday was Sunday as I am that I sit upon this chair. Kate. Jumping up eagerly. See it, I see it all. Papa, this is a judgment upon you, about you know what. Let me alone, and I'll explain it all in a minute. It's a very simple thing, indeed. Captain Smitherton says that yesterday was Sunday. So it was. He is right. Cousin Bobby, and Uncle and I say that today is Sunday. So it is. We are right. Captain Pratt maintains that tomorrow will be Sunday. So it will. He is right too. The fact is, we are all right, and thus three Sundays have come together in a week. Smitherton. After a pause. Why, the by, Pratt, Kate has us completely. What fools we two are. Mr. Rumgudgeon, the matter stands thus. The Earth, you know, is 24,000 miles in circumference. Now this globe of the Earth turns upon its own axis, revolves, spins round these 24,000 miles of extent, going from west to east, in precisely 24 hours. Do you understand, Mr. Rumgudgeon? Uncle. To be sure, Dr. Dub, Smitherton. Drowning his voice. L, sir, that is at the rate of 1,000 miles per hour. Now, suppose that I sail from this position 1,000 miles east. Of course I anticipate the rising of the sun here at London by just 1 hour. I see the sun rise 1 hour before you do. Proceeding, in the same direction, yet another 1,000 miles, I anticipate the rising by 2 hours another 1,000, and I anticipate it by 3 hours, and so on, until I go entirely round the globe, and back to this spot, when, having gone 24,000 miles east, I anticipate the rising of the London sun by no less than 24 hours. That is to say, I am a day in advance of your time. Understand, eh? Uncle. B but double 50. D. Smitherton. Speaking very loud. Captain Pratt, on the contrary, when he had sailed 1,000 miles west of this position, was 1 hour, and when he had sailed 24,000 miles west, was 24 hours, or 1 day, behind the time at London. Thus, with me, yesterday was Sunday, thus, with you, today is Sunday, and thus, with Pratt, tomorrow will be Sunday. And what is more, Mr. Rumgudgeon, it is positively clear that we are all right, for there can be no philosophical reason assigned why the idea of one of us should have preference over that of the other. Uncle. M. My eyes. Well, Kate, well, Bobby. This is a judgment upon me, as you say. But I am a man of my word, mark that. You shall have her, boy, plum and all, when you please. Done up, by Jove. 3 Sundays all in a row. I'll go, and take double 50. D's opinion upon that. End of the Project Gutenberg text of the works of Edgar Allan Poe 5. 3. POE 3V by Gutenberg edition.